Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of So NWA, the podcast about serving others in Northwest Arkansas.
That's right everybody, we're your hosts. I'm Enrique and I'm here with my brother Juan Carlos. We're both proud natives of our Northwest Arkansas area and we've seen this community grow and change over the years.
Yes, that's correct. Each episode we highlight entrepreneurs, artists, and everyday people who make this area such a great place we call home. Anything from real estate to local businesses to restaurants, hidden gems, and community stories, we cover it all.
Absolutely, guys. And, of course, we're not just podcast hosts. We are also local real estate agents helping people buy, sell, invest, or even just get connected here in Northwest Arkansas.
Yes. So whether you're from here or new to the area or just love a good story, you're in the right place.
That's right, guys. And if you ever need any help with real estate, whether you're buying, selling, exploring, investing here in Northwest Arkansas, feel free to reach out. You can find us on our Instagram at SoNWAPodcast or email us at SoNWAPodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, right, guys. So let's get into today's episode. We have a special guest with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll make this quick and simple. We have Mr. Joseph Nguyen, a local food influencer, biker here in the Northwest Arkansas area. Welcome, Joseph.
Thank you for having me. I know we've been talking about this for a few months, and yeah. I've been so busy with my son and all that, and then we finally made it happen, guys.
Yes. But luckily, everything worked out, and Joseph, we're grateful for having you here. 100%. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah. Joseph, congrats on your son. Tell us a little bit about that.
So, my wife and I got married 3 years ago. We never wanted kids, and all of a sudden, we're like, you know, we kind of do want kids. We're older, you know. I'm 43, my wife is 42, so we're like, so we tried for a few years, and finally she got pregnant, you know. So last year was a very busy year for me. Uh-huh. That's why we had to reschedule it a bunch of times.
Yes.
Because of that, you know, I wanted to, even at one point, I kind of stayed off social media for a little bit to try to spend time with my son more. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, we had him last May, and now he's, what, almost 9 months old now?
Congrats.
So, man, thank you.
Congratulations.
That's amazing. Crazy, man.
I would love to have a full dad, you know, segment in it, because my son was born in August. Uh-huh. So I'd love to just hear
so you're a new dad, too?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So he's, you know, about to hit 5 months. Uh-huh. Just to hear, like, your perspective on it. But that could, you know, that's also, that could be, yeah. I mean, that could be hours, right? And folks, if you're tuning into this episode, you'll hear us actually shout out to Iron Horse. We're here at Iron Horse in Rogers. We're upstairs. We're surrounded by people. This is our first episode of us being in the public and recording, in a sense, a live episode. Enrique, how do you feel?
It's a little bit of a different setting. Usually when we first start off recording, I feel those nerves just a little bit, like a little antsy. And so usually by now they're kind of gone. But I think since we're in a public setting, I'm still feeling it a little bit. But I think it's a cool experience.
It is a cool experience.
And then Joseph, he came up here and met us. We're at the top level of the Iron Horse, if you have been in here.
The little library area.
Yeah, it's a library area. And Joseph said, oh, man, I've never been here before. It's pretty cool up here.
It is pretty cool. Yeah. We're in like a little corner, a little nook. Surrounded by people, but it's all good.
Yeah. Very similar to you, Enrique. It is a little nerve-wracking because, you know, there's probably 10 people up here, you know, having their own conversations, and we're just doing our thing. But, you know, you kind of get that self-conscious feel of, like, I think they're looking at us, or they're, what are these guys doing?
Right.
But no, I think we're all just kind of enjoying what it is. So, welcome. Well, that's cool, guys. I'm glad, Joseph, I'm glad everything is working well, going well.
Thank you.
I'm glad as well everything's going. I know you were feeling under the weather this past
weekend. Oh, dude, I know. All last week, man, I was just sick like a dog, man.
Oh, everybody is.
It's the weather. It's our crazy weather.
Weather up and down, yep.
Yeah, I had a wicked sore throat, and then I have a cough still, which is kind of subsiding now. It's not that prominent anymore. And I sound a lot better. I don't know if I was on the phone with Juan Carlos, I think, sometime last week, and I sounded just...
Yeah,
horrible. Like my voice was almost gone. It was real bad.
Man.
So luckily, I'm feeling great now, and again, happy to be here.
You know, we're supposed to get some crazy weather this weekend. A nice storm, winter storm. If you're from here and you've been following the weather, we usually get like a snow day in December, maybe one or two, and then sometimes in January we get another one or two, and we've got absolutely none. And I think this weekend we're supposed to get a nice one, like a really...
I hear they're saying.
Yeah, so we'll see, but... But, yeah. You know.
Yeah, I mean, Christmas, we were in tank top and shorts, right? It's,
yeah, it was like Christmas. 70, 80 degrees. Yeah, I was outside.
We've been lucky, so, yeah.
Yeah. Do you like the snow, Joseph?
I do like the snow. Not, like, all the time, but, you know, a few snow days a year be fine with me.
Right.
Not like in Minnesota where it's snowing all the time. I'm good. A few snow days a year is fine with me.
I agree. I think I saw somewhere that Russia had like a crazy snowstorm that apparently broke the record. They had got like 10 or 15 feet of snow.
Yeah.
Like houses were buried in the snow. It was just bad. So I don't know if I would want that kind of snow here.
No, I'm good with that.
how many inches or feet of snow do you get over in Minnesota?
Minnesota? Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I never lived there. I don't want to live there.
Oh.
Well, I think he was saying because like, it's more up north. They get a lot more snow.
Okay, I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
Joseph, some rapid fire questions.
Okay.
Let's go. Sweet or savory?
Oh, savory.
Okay. Morning coffee or evening wine?
Morning coffee.
Okay. Favorite cheat meal?
Cheat meal? Oh, pizza.
Okay. Regarding biking, a road trail or a dirt trail?
Road.
Okay. Early morning rides or a sunset?
Early morning, 100%.
Really?
Yeah, early morning.
Like today?
Yes. I'll go earlier than this, too. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. You, like, wrapped up in your gear and, like...
Yeah.
I mean, today was, like, 20 degrees and...
Oh, when it's cold, like, today, no.
Oh, okay.
I don't go. No, not like today.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Let's see. Okay. This one. Favorite city to ride or eat in? That you've been to?
Here.
Yeah.
To ride. Yeah.
Okay.
We have a great trails here. So yeah, Northwest Arkansas.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, Joseph, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you end up here where you are today in terms of your career as an influencer here in our local area, as well as being involved in the biking community?
Okay. Yeah. So the influencing thing, is not really my main thing I do, because I'm a manicurist, you know, I work on nails and all that.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
My food Instagram started in 2019, because I used to post pictures on Facebook. And then my client was like, everybody's like, hey, you need to have a website dedicated to food, you know. So I was like, I don't want to mess with the website. So I was like, okay, I'm going to make an Instagram. And then we thought up the name for my Instagram, Hangry Peddler, you know, and then it kind of snowballed from there. And then I didn't want to go. I don't like the term influencer, but I guess that's what people call it nowadays. I didn't go into that wanting to be an influencer, quote-unquote influencer, but it just kind of happened. And then, like, my account got bigger and bigger, and then, I don't know. Yeah. So, yeah, it happened in 2019, and then now, what, it's like 6 years, 7 years later?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've managed to amass a very impressionable amount. I think it's 20, is it 28K or 29K?
Yeah, it just hit 28K.
28K? Well, congrats on that.
Yeah,
that's amazing. I saw that and I thought that was, oh man, that's usually, I think, local folks in our area that usually tune in.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good number for our area, but like, if you compare it to like Dallas and stuff, that I'm like a little baby over there.
No, man.
You know, with that being said, you know, in the sense that is, you were probably right, because, you know, obviously Dallas, these bigger cities have a much more population. But I think for what it is in terms of our area, I mean, that's very impressive, because I might even say it's like a community base, but just more of like real followers, right?
Oh yeah.
Something that Enrique and I talk about. We did our episode last week that comes out this week, and we were talking about how on our Instagram there is 1,000 followers on it. But something that I was real proud of is that it's just local people. I didn't, you know, we didn't buy any followers or anything like that.
Oh, yeah,
I know some
yeah.
people do that, but oh, it's yeah, cool yeah. just to be that it's just, you know, just your regular people in town that seen the logo, that seen you know, just our stories, and they decided to follow us. So I think that's just a really good basis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I found your account because, you know, you go on Google, right? Places to eat. yeah. And usually it's a sponsored post. And, and so me and my fiance, we would always struggle. We don't know what to eat. Mm-hmm. And so we just, let's see what people are posting on Instagram or whatever, right? And then your account comes up, and then we see your experience, and you're sharing, you know, local businesses here in our area that we probably wouldn't have known about if we didn't look at your account, right?
Yeah.
So what's it feel? How do you find these new spots? You know, how do you find these? Where do you decide to go? Like,
yeah, I mean, I get a lot of help, you know, because, you know, me, I can't, you know, I wouldn't know everything that opens up. So a lot of people, they'll message me, be like, hey, check out this place. It's opening up next month. Or people that are about to open up a restaurant, they'll hit me up, be like, hey, I'm opening this up.
Wow.
You want to come to a soft opening?
Nice.
You know, so people give me heads up. You know, it'd be impossible for me to know everything that's new coming out, you know. So I get a lot of help through friends, followers, restaurant owners. So
yeah,
it's not just all me. Cause, like in the beginning when I started, I used to have to do a lot of research and like snoop around and all that. But now like people come to me and tell me the new places that open and stuff,
which is cool. We got the Hangry Peddler coming in. Clear a table.
You need to
snap your fingers. But that's love. I mean, it could happen. It could happen where they're happy to have you there as a maybe a repeat, a customer or someone who's been done really good for them and vice versa.
He's got to do it like in the Goodfellas scene where Henry Hill is walking into the restaurant, going downstairs through the kitchen, and then going up, and they bring a table for him out of nowhere and set it in front of the stage. I love that scene, but I just had to.
That's like some VIP treatment.
Yeah.
I've never gotten that before.
I remember last year when we started doing this podcast, right? I remember Enrique. I asked him what's somebody that he would like to have on the podcast, and he was like, "The Angry Peddler." And I didn't know who it was, I think it's real exciting that you're here, man. It's a milestone for sure. And it's cool. So again, thank you for being here. What's one of your favorite? What's a favorite restaurant What's a restaurant you look forward to eating to here soon? That you're like, oh, I can't wait to go there.
A new one or?
New one, past one.
My number one favorite restaurant is Atlas. It's in Fayetteville.
Okay.
So it's a good date night spot. And it's kind of pricey, so I don't eat there like every weekend, but that's always been my go-to. People always ask me for recommendations. So I'm like 100% Atlas in Fayetteville. You know, it's a nice building. Oh. Always good food.
Okay.
The drinks are good.
Yeah.
So yeah, I always look forward to Atlas. That's always my number one. So
what would you recommend somebody to order at Atlas for them going the first time? They've never been there before.
Well, the good thing about Atlas, which is why I like it, is that the menu changes all the time.
Really?
So it's not the same menu all the time. That's one thing I like about it.
Oh, wow.
You could go every single month or whatever, and the menu's changing. And he does a lot of stuff. His name is Elliot Hunt, Chef Elliot. And then he does a lot of stuff that uses local ingredients or what's fresh and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that's why it changes.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, his seafood's always good. He always gets good oysters. Steak is always good.
Okay.
It's always just prepared really well and seasoned well. So that's why I like it. So yeah. I couldn't tell you one specific item because it always changes. Yeah.
That's so cool. I've never been there, so that's why I asked.
I haven't heard of it, so I think that's,
They won't have the same thing on the menu.
Okay.
You know, so
that's really cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do you know how often they change their menu? Is it every week?
I think maybe every season or so.
Every season, okay.
I feel like every season.
Yeah. It reminds me of it reminds me of Conifers. In Bentonville?
Yeah.
I mean, I've only gone there for like an appetizer or something like that.
Yeah.
But it sounds like a very similar,
similar
idea in the sense that Chef Cooper will
farm the table.
But also what's in season.
Yep.
That way it's like the freshest ingredients. And then that way, if, something runs out, that season, but he'll design the menu behind whatever, the items that are produced or what's in season.
Exactly.
And I think that's kind of cool, too. So.
Yeah, that's another restaurant I like, Conifer.
that's where in Bentonville, specifically?
It's close to the courthouse, going away from the square. You would be going east. Where they're building the new parking structure. It's like, they built that building with like it's apartments on top, and then right at the bottom, like right is the restaurant. It's like super nice. It was probably the I mean, it's been there 2 or 3 years now.
Yeah,
and
3 years.
I want to say it's such a really pretty location. I mean, you can see like the like wood fire oven. You can see them preparing all their dishes.
Oh yeah, open kitchen concept.
Yeah, open kitchen really? Concept. Nice. Yeah, 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 really nice. Pretty. Cool. It is pricey too.
It is pricey,
but like from what I hear, I haven't had a meal there, but I hear everyone has a really good time too. Yeah, and then he opened up another. Restaurant.
It's a tasting menu restaurant off of Price Coffee Road. Rin. Yes.
Where's
Rin.
It called?
It's called Rin. R-Y-N.
Yes. Rin. I wasn't sure if I was pronounced correctly. Yeah, Rin's the other other farm to table restaurant for sure. Yeah.
Is that the first type of tasting menu restaurant here in our area? Or because
no,
usually, from what I've seen, it's like more in bigger cities, right?
Yeah, well, there's another one called Heirloom, and then that's right here, right?
Yes.
Second story at the Onyx Coffee Lab. Yeah.
So, Pinky Swear.
Yeah.
Same place. Yep.
Yeah.
Nice. You been there?
Yeah. I have not been there.
That place, you should go.
It's really good.
I'll
really
have cool. to.
Yeah.
I'm the kind of person where it's a little bit hard for me to veer off like restaurants that I know I like. I do like trying new foods, but it's a little hard for me, right? Because you never know. You go and what if unfortunately, right? Sometimes it happens. You get something that maybe you don't like as much. But I'm definitely open to trying new restaurants for sure.
It's a good spot.
I think it's part of the food is an experience. I think.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. 100%.
So I'm open to the experience as always.
So Joseph, what is your connection to Northwest Arkansas? You know, how did you get here? Are you from here? And what keeps you here?
Well, see, so I moved here when I was 16 years old. So my dad moved here to open up a nail salon in 1998. He opened up a nail salon in Fayetteville.
Okay.
You know, I didn't want to move here. I didn't know where Arkansas was. so I was too young to be like, no, I don't want to leave here. So I was forced to move here. But then, you know, the longer I was here, the more I loved it, fell in love with it. Because where I came from, it was kind of ghetto, you know. So here was a lot safer. And it was nice people, genuinely nice people.
For sure.
And then I started to find friends. And, you know, I work at a nail salon now, so I met a lot of people. So what keeps me here is just the people, you know, because everybody's pretty nice and it's up and coming. You know, a lot of good restaurants, a lot of big businesses here. So a lot of cool new ideas are coming. I mean, there's not a lot to do like big cities, but I'm okay with that. You know, now that I have a son, I'm not out there partying all the time. So
right.
I'm not worried about all that stuff. You know, if I want to party and, you know, go to do all the crazy stuff, I'd go to, like, Dallas for a weekend or something.
Right.
Yeah, I just like the calmness here. Yeah, that's what keeps me here.
I agree.
I think that's a very common, I guess assessment is the word I'm going to say from most people that we chat with. They say, oh, man, the locals in our area, they're the most nicest, most genuine.
Yeah, the people here are great. I love it here. That's what makes Northwest Arkansas great is the people.
Yeah. It's I always remember back to the John Rex Spivey, his dad. He said Ozark Valley is what he said for the people who live in our area. You know, they're kind, they're respectful, they're you know, helpful even. We hear from almost every guest. Typically, that's the experience they have, even if it's with a stranger, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, even right now, we didn't know you before, but we come up, we started chatting. You know, and it was very easy to talk to them.
You know, that's when we talk about. If we wanted like our city kicks, one of my favorite things of us is how close we are to almost, I think, what, three major cities.
Yeah,
Kansas City is I like that. Kansas City is 3 hours north. Mm. Oklahoma City, I think, is 5 hours west, and then Dallas is 5 hours south, and then that's the nearest one east.
Well, Memphis, I guess.
Memphis would probably be the one that I think.
If you were doing a night in Memphis, we're definitely looking. We're looking for a good time.
Yeah. I've never been to Memphis.
I've just driven by it for sure.
Yeah,
that's funny. Joseph, you know, with you being here and doing what you do, you know, working in the nail salon and uploading content for food and being involved in the biking community, what's one challenge or lesson that you've learned along the way in those three different fields that's helped shape who you are today?
Main challenge is balancing it all, you know.
Six, yeah.
Yeah, there's so much I do so much, and it's just hard to balance it all and put stress on myself. So that's why last year when I had our son, I kind of stepped away from social media for a little bit and not try to put so much pressure on myself, because it is a lot of pressure. You know, I was like, oh, I got to put out content every other day at least. And then I was like, I was getting stressed out. And that was a big thing. It kind of, because I was always on my phone and, you know, I didn't want to do that. You know, I wanted to spend time with my son. So it's just finding the balance between family, work, my side hustle, which is, you know, being a social media, quote-unquote, influencer, and cycling. I had so much to do, you know. It's just, that's the main thing that bothered me, was, like, finding the balance and, you know, still being there for my wife and my son and all that.
And so taking that time away from social media, how did that impact your relationship with your son?
Oh, it was amazing. Man, whenever I took a break for a little bit, it was great because I wasn't on my phone 24/7,
right,
or I wasn't trying to come up with content ideas and all that. And it was actually really, really nice. And then now I learned from that. I don't put as much pressure on myself to create content, because it is a lot of work. People think that, you know, what I do is easy. You know, it's not, because you're always, I've been doing it for 7 years. You know, you're always thinking, oh, how am I going to make my next reel, or I need to edit this photo. And I'm always at, like, doing stuff at night in bed, you know, because I'm so busy during the day.
Right.
And so, yeah. The number one thing is just trying to balance everything out and not put pressure on myself. That was a big challenge right there.
Yeah, for sure. I think everyone has those self pressures, and I think when like Joseph, you know, when you take the time to really think about it and focus on, okay, well, what's really important now? Like, what do I have to do that's going to improve my mental health? It's going to help, you know, my family at home, or you know, in your case, your son. I think making that sacrifice, taking time away from that social media, is huge. And,
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah.
It's really nice. And then, I mean, I love creating content, but every now and then, you know, you need a break. And now I don't put pressure on myself to put out content every other day or something. I would go like a week or two without posting anything, you know, because I just need a break. I just need to just clear my mind and spend time with my family and stuff, you know. So I that's what I learned. Just don't put pressure on myself and just do it, you know, still think of it as something for fun, you know.
You know, I love hearing that, because talking about how it is a lot of pressure that people put for themselves for creating content, I think that's real. And I'd love to hear a little bit more. So, you know, you had your son, and it sounds like you kind of reshifted your priorities, you know, which is
100%.
Which is great, right? You put your family. So I'd love to hear, you know, tell me how you have changed as a person now. Who's the influencer Joseph before and Nelson, you know, Nail Tech and everything, before your son and now? Mm-hmm. Who's he now?
Before my son, I was just really stressed with a lot of stuff. Like I said, you know, there was a lot of pressure, and I was always, you know, trying to think. You know, I had too much going on in my head.
Uh-huh.
And then now I just learned how to, you know, take things a little slower and take it down a notch.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a lot calmer person now, for sure.
And you would say that time was when your son arrived?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. I could relate, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm a lot calmer now, for sure.
were you the type that we didn't want to see angry? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, yeah. Turn to the Hulk?
Yeah, I'm different.
For sure.
Well, I'm a nice guy, but, like, whenever I get angry, I get really angry. People know.
Oh, man.
Bobby, I'm not like that anymore, though.
No, for sure. No. Well, that's a good, you know, we're growing and changing. And,
yeah.
You know, recognizing those things. I mean, I think they're all important. So, I mean, that's you know, it's great to hear on that side, especially in the sense of when I had my son too. I believe there was that change in me too. I mean, I'll probably relate and say, yeah, I'm probably not as angry or focus things on different. It changes the perspective of it. So it's really cool to hear. We'll have to talk about that another time. But,
yeah, for sure.
So what is your main focus now? What excites you at this stage of life?
I mean, right now I'm really focusing on growing my page and getting more paid collab opportunities, because I want to, because before when I started, it was just a little side hustle, and you know, I get paid here and there, but I'm really, but now Hangry Pellet is an actual business, because I have a business license, and I have a tax ID, so I'm just trying to, you know, make more money, and collect, do more collabs with people, so that's what I'm focusing on right now, because, you know, maybe right now my main job is at the nail salon. Maybe one day I can kind of even it out, you know, half time at the nail salon and half doing content creation. You know, but that's my main focus right now, just trying to get more collabs and more clients under my belt.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Do you have any collabs that you would like, or do you have any collabs that are you currently working on that you can share with us and the audience?
Yeah, there's some. I mean, I don't have a lot right now. It just comes and goes.
Right.
Like right now, I have one with the Hilton Hotel.
Nice.
So that should be coming out here soon. It's just a small one, but
nice.
I mean, it's a paid collab. So
yeah
anytime
cool.
someone wants to pay me to create content, I'm always grateful for it. You know, because they trust in me to represent their brand.
Right,
so
right.
I'm just trying to get more trust from other brands, you know. So, yeah.
Tell us a little about the. Can you talk about a little bit about the Hilton collab? Or you?
Oh, that one. So they have. I forgot what it's called. It's called like Tastemaker. So they spotlight influencer, and then I talk about the Moto Hotel in Bentonville.
Nice.
Yeah. So I guess that's owned by Hilton, and they just highlighted me, and I just. Told them like a few places people need to check out in Bentonville.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a fun collab. Yeah,
oh, that's
it was
cool.
An easy one.
Nice.
So.
Yeah.
So for the people out there, Joseph, who are maybe interested in maybe doing a collab or doing something like that, what advice would you give to that person that's looking to maybe go in that direction with their page or business?
I mean, I think, you know, go in with the mindset of you're not going to be rich, and you know, just do it, you know. For fun at first, you know, but then, you know, you will start getting like paid promotions and all that. But then sometimes people think they're, you know, hot shit, and then they want. Like, I don't know if I should say that, but you know, you gotta stay humble, you know, because like me, I don't think I'm hot shit, whatever, you know. I'm just humble, and I'm just grateful that people trust me to represent the brand, you know, just. So my advice is just be humble about what you do, you know, because I know I hear about some influencers that go in, think they're hot stuff and, you know, demand this, demand that, but you can't do that, you know, just got to be humble and work with the clients and see what they need and don't demand too much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I think being grateful and appreciative and more so than that, just... You know, even feeling honored, right, that they were willing to work with you. And
honored, that's a great word.
Yeah.
Exactly, because every time someone reaches out to me, like, I feel good, like, oh, wow, I feel honored that you're asking me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's a good word right there, honored.
Yeah, I think, because that's how I feel whenever we sit down with any one of our guests. Like, I'm honored that you were willing to come and meet with us. And
like, whenever y'all reach out, I'm like, I'm honored that you want to talk to me, you know. So, yeah, that's a really good word right there.
I think people... and that's one of our main focuses in on this podcast for Juan Carlos and I. You know, we always want to stay humble, we want to stay honored, and make sure that we're doing the things right by our audience, by us, and then of course our guests as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, making sure that they feel just as honored as we are having them on here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great piece of advice for the folks out there who are looking to move their business in that direction.
So Joseph, here on our podcast, we love to, you know, give the opportunity to our guests for shout-outs. We say, is there anyone, any person, team, or organization that you would like to give a quick shout-out to now that you...
I don't know, I guess my wife.
Yeah, 100%.
For supporting me, my family, other foodie accounts that have collabed with me, or, you know, because doing this, you meet a lot of other people. There are other foodie accounts up there. My friends... Brittany and Amin from NWA Transplants, Munchin with Mantha, and Bad Cravings, which is Brandon and D. You know, I want to shout them out because I support them. They support me. It's like the foodie community here, I think we all support each other, you know. So I want to shout them out for sure. And, of course, my followers. I got to shout out all my followers that engage with my content. and that follow me and like check my page to find out where to eat, sure. You know? So yeah. And then just everybody that I've worked with paid promos and all that. So I got to shout them out for trusting me to represent the brand. So yeah,
for sure.
We love that.
Love it. Love it. Shout out to you. So again, because the people who support you, they'll be there for you. And help you out no matter what. I think.
Yeah, I'm working on trying to get Brittany and is it Amon?
Yeah,
on as well.
They are great.
I have a small it's like connection with them. So there was a time where I worked at Bentonville Tacos in Tamale, and one weekend we had just opened, and I was working as a server, and I remember I got them as a guest. You know, I was serving them at the table. And I remember they were taking a bunch of photos of like the food and everything, and I was like looking at them from a distance, right? Yeah. And I was like, oh, is this like the newspaper? Like, are these two like you know, just local like press or whatever? Legit. You know, I forgot who's holding the camera, but they're like has a full like DSLR camera, and they're like just going over the table taking pictures. And I was like, and I walked over, and I was like, hey guys, like, hey, you guys would like the press? Like, what's up? And they're like, no, we're just, you know, we just moved here. We love this area, and you know, this is what we do. You know, NWA trash plants, like, follow us. I was like, oh, okay. And I went back to like my station, and I looked them up immediately and followed them. And I was like, oh, I just met some of these people. So I feel like I've known them this must have been 3 years ago, maybe. Mm-hmm. And I followed their journey ever since. You know, she's
they've blown up. So
they've been doing good. Yeah, she does great content.
I love her content.
Yes, yeah, Brittany does great content. Amon, he's funny. I just follow them. Yeah, and it was just because of that moment. They just seemed like great people, great fun.
Yeah, you have to get them on your podcast for sure. Well, 100%.
I have reached out. She's traveling right now.
Yeah, I think they both are.
Yeah. I reached out to her maybe like a month ago just to follow up, because I had asked them back in like in the summer, and I think they were just really busy, and I know she's had some big stuff going on right now with her. With her career. So it'll come when it comes.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah,
but maybe with this experience, you pass on the word.
Yeah.
No, they're cool.
I could talk to them.
Yeah, cool.
But hey.
People.
Yeah.
Where did they come from?
From New York.
From New York, really?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, nice. To my knowledge, I think New York.
Yeah, so Brittany is from Buffalo.
Yes.
And then her husband, Amon, is from Toronto, Canada.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Very, very different.
But
areas
I think they did move here from like New York. They were living.
Yeah, I think
like,
they were from New York.
Like they were living there.
They were in New York. Yeah.
She's an orthodontist?
Orthodontist. Yes. I mean, he's in the dental field too, but he does more like. It's like something where like the teeth are really bad.
They seem like good people for sure.
Orthodontist or something.
Nice. There you go. All right, Joseph. Well, you know, again, thank you so much for always being willing to share and talk to us. But something else we love to do on our podcast is, of course, So NWA, it's in our name. We love Northwest Arkansas. We love being involved in our local community and meeting people here and sharing their stories. But we want to talk about your experience with Northwest Arkansas. So we know you're an avid member here in the biking community.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any parks, trails, or outdoor spots you'd recommend to get the full Northwest Arkansas experience for anyone looking?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I'm a big cyclist. You know, it's in my Instagram, a hangry pedaler. You know?
Yeah.
I love to cycle. So one thing that is really nice here is that there's a thing called the Razorback Greenway. You could ride 40 miles on a bike path. You know, it goes through like neighborhoods sometimes, but it's pretty much most of it is protected bike path throughout the area. You know, you could start in South Bayville at Kessler Park,
yes,
and then go all the way to Bella Vista. So that's 40 miles right there.
Yeah.
So yeah, I highly recommend that. And then
big shout out to Square to Square bike ride, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's my very first long quote unquote bike ride.
I love it.
That's like 32 miles. But now that they expanded the Greenway, it officially starts in at Mount Kessler and ends in Bella Vista. It's 40 miles now.
Oh, they expanded it?
Yeah. So they made it officially 40 miles because
I didn't know
it sounds better, you know, for people that don't live here. Oh, it's a 40 mile bike path. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. How difficult was that race that you did, the square to square?
It's more of a ride. It's not really a race, but my first time doing it.
Have you done it?
That's my longest ride.
I didn't do it.
No. Have you done it?
Have I done what?
No, the square to square.
No, I haven't done the square to square. No.
We should do it, man. It's so beautiful.
Yeah. It's fun. It's fun. Yeah. That's my longest bike ride whenever I first started. And I was like, dang, I can't believe I rode 30 miles.
Yeah.
But now it's like 30 miles is nothing to me.
No way. What's really cool about it is that they have their stations. Like, throughout the whole thing, they have stations for you to, like, rest and get water and stuff.
Yeah.
But the cool one, it's been like 3 years since I've done it, but they'll have like a big kind of party-ish stop at downtown Springdale. Mm-hmm. And then the other one, I think there might be one in Lowell. I could be wrong. And then there's one in Benton. And then at the end in Bentonville is the other one. So you get like... You can like hop off your bike and like hang out and take a seat, and get a beer or something, and then go back on your bike.
Each time they do it, they reverse it. Like one time they'll start in Bentonville at the end of Fayetteville, and the next time will be Fayetteville end in Bentonville. So
got it. Yeah.
So they're always switching it.
Yeah.
It's a cool ride. You should definitely.
Yeah, should do it. Let me know. I'll deal with you.
A small story. When I did it last time, it was for my birthday, and I basically dragged my wife to do it with me. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, a square to square, that sounds fun. Yeah, Fayetteville Square to Bentonville Square. That's going to take us maybe an hour or two. Nothing big. It took us like 3.5 hours, maybe four hours. We didn't train. We did nothing. We just were like, we'll just ride our bikes, from Fayetteville to Bentonville. Nothing big.
Yeah.
As beautiful. Man, were we sore the next day. My wife, like, we didn't even put like sunscreen on. So both of our arms are kind of like, we got like sunburned.
Yeah,
and she did not have really a great experience. Our butt hurt. We didn't have any padding on our seats. It was just a regular bike.
Oh, God, yes.
So, like, we just didn't think of it like that. And so that's our last experience. So I kind of want to redeem it. And I want to get her, like, an e-bike, like, rent an e-bike for her or something.
Or at least, leading up to the event, like, ride a little bit, 10 miles here, 10 miles there. Because if you don't ride a lot, if you sit on the bicycle seat for 30 miles.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt me.
It's going to hurt, yes.
Dude, you got to work your way up.
That pain is the worst.
Pain.
Yeah, it's very uncomfortable. Yeah. I remember when I've gone mountain biking a few times, that pain is just wicked. Like, it's so uncomfortable. Like, and then Francisco, he's like, oh, you don't have any padding? Like, dude, you didn't mention padding.
It's true. You don't think about it like that.
Yeah, you got to wear the shorts with the padding in them.
Yeah, and that's what he told me about.
I just have the seat padding right now, but yes, I would say.
Yeah, get the shorts for sure.
That is hilarious.
Well, Joseph, what's a restaurant or cafe or a food spot here in the Northwest Arkansas area that always leaves a good impression to you?
Well, lately I've been loving this place, Thai restaurant called Siam.
Okay.
They just recently opened up a location in Bentonville. They have a location in Fayetteville too. It's their original location, and they have a dish called khao soi. So it's a egg noodle dish with a curry base, soup base. Every time I go there, that's what I get. It always hits the spot. So, yeah. That always leaves a good impression for me. So, khao soi at Siam.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. I was trying to look it up, but I couldn't know. I didn't know how to spell it.
Siam. S-I-A-M.
S-I-A-M. Siam Thai. Okay, here we go.
Siam.
Yeah, here it is. Oh, they got good. They got about 70 reviews, just rounding up, and they're at almost 5 stars. Yeah. So that's
pretty good.
That's good. That's a good ratio, you know.
Yeah.
Nice. You know, for me, I'm just gonna chime in. I think when I think of a local restaurant, there's a couple that come in mind. If I want lunch, if I want like a good Mexican lunch spot, I'm going to Taranda. I'm going to Taranda always for tacos. They're right there on 8th Street.
I've never been there.
I would recommend you go. If you like Mexican food and you want authentic Mexican food, you have to go there.
Okay.
So when you walk in, it's a grocery store in the front.
Okay.
The restaurant's all the way in the back in this little corner. Like, I'm telling you, the customer service might not be the best, but when you get
As long as the food is good,
the food hits, I'm telling you. That's why I don't care about them not being the nicest, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because the food, good.
As long as the food is good, I'll go anywhere. Bro.
Oh, yeah. I go and I get tacos or, Juan Carlos likes a burrito. That's good as well.
Honestly, I live off their burritos 100%. Yeah.
But they sell a variety of food. It's not just tacos or tortas or whatever. They even sell like soups and like a little place. Like it's like a normal Mexican restaurant. Okay. It's cool, really cool, good. Cool. I recommend trying that place.
Okay, I'll have to try one day. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm telling you.
You know, it's so yeah, La Taranda Supermarket in Rogers by the by Heritage High School. There's an O'Reilly's right on
A Street.
Mm-hmm. It's right behind. Okay. It. Yeah, it's been there for a long time.
We have to get the info before we leave and put it in my calendar.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, Joseph, you know, is there any sort of community event or activity that you think people who are visiting here they should check out while they're in our area? Of course, events vary, right? But what's something that they can do?
One thing I really like is the Bentonville Farmers Market. You know, during the spring and summer when it's outdoors, it's a vibe because everybody's out there walking around, eating food, buying flowers, buying bread. People bring their dogs out there. I've been a couple times and I'm like, wow, this is really cool to do on a Saturday morning.
For sure.
Wake up and I passed by it on a bike before, but I never actually stopped in to walk around. Currently in the winter, they have it indoors. Mm-hmm. I still highly recommend it because indoor one is really cool. Everybody's just chilling, walking around and stuff.
I think it's at the Record Bar.
The Record, yeah. So I went recently. I went recently and it was really cool. They have a bunch of vendors, so that's one thing I highly recommend people that do from out of town. Another thing is, you know, catch a Razorback basketball game, football game.
Yes.
Just any Razorback sporting
game. Not a football game, but basketball.
No, come on, man.
Maybe this year.
Maybe this year.
The Razorbacks are going to hear this and they're going to get upset.
I think we'll have a better year this year.
True. You know, it can't get worse.
I was telling that to
Francisco.
I was like, and this is before the season started or whatever, and they did, like, you know, they got trashed. I was like, bro, no, it's gonna be different this time. I feel it because they won their first two games, I think.
And then after that,
it was just
And so Francisco is our team lead. So like I said, we're on the DS team. Shout out to them. And Francisco is our team lead, and he is a diehard Razorback fan. He went to school there. I think his wife goes to school.
She's going there right now.
Local people going to school there. Yeah. So yeah, he loves it. And I just make fun of it all. And all the teams. I text my cousins when this team's loses.
That's what's good about sports, man. You can sit there and talk crap to each other. I look forward to people talking crap to me because you can talk crap back.
That's so funny. So is football a sport that you like to enjoy, or is there any other sports that you look at? Or
I like football. Like Razorback, Razorback football. Basketball, I only like whenever we're good. I'm not a big basketball fan. I'm a fair weather fan.
Cool.
Basketball. Yeah.
So. That's so
funny. Let me see. Is there a sports team, like your favorite sports team or sports that you like to watch that you give a shout out to?
Oh, yeah. Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys. We didn't do too well this year, but.
The Cowboys.
Yeah.
I'm about to say some people are going to get mad at you, Joseph.
Yeah. I mean, Cowboys. That's my team, but I'm from Dallas, so.
Fair enough. Hey, that's unfortunate. Nice. So, Joseph, we're wrapping up the episode here. Again, we want to thank you for your time.
Yeah.
So, something we do on the podcast is. Each guest leaves a question for our next guest. So we have a question here from our previous guest, which is Natalie Tibbs, out from Little Flock. And her question to you was, what is something you're real passionate about that you can do every day for the rest of your life without pay?
Passionate about, I guess, cycling. Yeah.
Okay.
I could ride my bike all day, every day.
E-bike or regular bike?
Regular bike.
Okay.
Talk to us about your setup. You know, for the people who like mountain biking and are in that realm, what's your setup with your bike? What kind of bike do you have?
Well, I don't do mountain biking anymore because it got too dangerous. So I do mainly road biking and gravel cycling. Yeah. I just do it for fun. I don't race or anything.
Okay.
But yeah, I just have a regular carbon fiber road bike.
Regular carbon fiber.
Yeah, I spent a little bit, good amount of money on it.
I'm nothing.
Carbon fiber, that's nothing. Some lying.
But yeah, I can ride my bike all day, every day, and not get paid for it. It makes me clear my mind. It's something I do, you know, to get away and not talk politics or religion with people. I just ride my bike with my friends, and
for sure.
Yeah, I could seriously do that all day. I have done it all day before. So yeah.
could you lift up that bike with two fingers?
Oh yeah, my little son, my 8-month-old son, could lift it up with two fingers.
Seriously,
no, I'm just, it's not that. Oh, okay. It's pretty light.
Maybe in 2 months.
It's pretty light.
Okay.
So what's like an average amount of miles that, whenever the weather is nice and it permits it, how many miles on average are you riding a week?
Man, a week. You know, the last few years I have not ridden much. I say each ride, 30 miles, 40 miles. Whenever I was riding a lot, I would do like 50 miles each ride or something, 40 to 50. Mm-hmm. Oh, I would do like, you know, Saturday and Sunday. I mainly ride on the weekends because I work a lot on the weekdays.
So you're riding
about like 100, almost 100 each week.
Yeah, so like 80 to 100 miles.
80 to 100.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Well, good on you, because I don't know if I can. I'm not conditioned as of now to do that, so that's awesome to hear.
Well, this year I want to start riding more, because last year, I mean, I rode a little more than the year before, but still not as much as I want. I've been so busy. So.
Yeah. Something I want to touch on super quick, because I hear this from some people who cycle. Some people would say, because you said mountain biking was getting a little bit dangerous.
Yeah.
People would probably say the opposite, right?
They'd say, yeah, they
no,
would.
No, riding on the road, that's more dangerous with cars. Yeah. What do you say to those people?
I mean, it is dangerous. You're out there with like a 2,000-pound vehicles passing you, but then where... You got to be picky with where you ride. I'm not riding like down College Avenue or like down these busy streets. I'm riding in like the countryside. It's beautiful, scenery and all that. Yeah, you can't just ride everywhere. You just got to be aware of your surrounding. And, you know, if you're riding by yourself, wear bright clothes. The risk is there.
On both of those, the risk is there.
But I feel like mountain biking, you're going to crash. I crashed a few times. It's dangerous, man.
I remember I fell one time. Luckily, I was wearing a helmet. But when I fell... It was an easy downhill trail. Oh. I went the first time and it was, you know, kind of slow. Yeah. And what's it called? Yeah. I was like, oh man, I can do this. I felt confident. And then next you know, I go down a little bit faster. And then I fell and I slid on my head for like 10 minutes.
That's wild. So I've seen some videos where people just eat it on the trail.
It can get a little rough.
It doesn't seem nice. Yeah. I guess you have to choose either a tree or the gravel or the road, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Joseph, here, now it's your turn to leave a question for our next guest. We don't know who it is. It's just any question you'd like to leave.
Okay, let me think. My question would be, if you could eat one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Ooh.
How about that? Let's keep it food related.
Yeah. I like it.
What would it be and why?
Oh, there you go. What would it be and why? Okay. Oh, that's good.
That's good.
That is a good question. I like that question.
That's a good question, yeah. I think it's a very personal question.
For sure. You get to know them, right? In a way.
Yeah.
You get to know them based on their answer for that. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Well, Joseph, it's been an honor. Thank you for spending some time with us here. It's an honor for Enrique and I. We appreciate the conversation. Mm-hmm. Appreciate the patience.
Thanks for having me.
It's been fun. It's all fun. Yeah, thank you.
It's easy to talk to y'all. So I'm gonna be honest. I was kind of nervous. Like I told you, I'm always nervous with, you know, these podcasting aids.
Sure.
You guys made it really easy to talk to.
We'll definitely try.
That's kind of our goal at the end of the day, you know, to make it, you know, a backyard conversation, you know, maybe think of it that you're having a cookout or you're having dinner with your friend or whatever. So I'm glad that was the experience you had. That's always the thing. We want to leave an impression on our guests. And again, thank you so much for joining us. We're honored to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
But, folks, thank you again for tuning in. If there's anything that Enrique and I can help you, if there's any guests that you'd love to see or anything like that, feel free to just email us. But besides that, guys, we'll catch you on the next episode. Take care.